This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
To celebrate National Cooperative Month, Cooperative Hall of Fame member Rich Stammer, former CEO of AgriMark, on a recent National Milk Producers Dairy Defined podcast, he discusses the values of the cooperatives today and how they remain important as new challenges to dairy farmers emerge.
You have to balance all of that need of you got to satisfy your consumers, you have to satisfy your members. So at times you juggle a lot of balls to make it all happen.
He says dairy cooperatives have changed just as the dairy industry has evolved.
I would say co-ops are just as important or maybe more important as they were 50 years ago. But certainly the role of co-ops has changed immensely over that period of time. 50 years ago, we were mainly taking our farmers' milk and selling it to somebody else. We were sort of bargaining co-ops. We may have had balancing plants to balance the market. But otherwise, we were, basically selling the milk to other people and representing our farmers in legislation and things like that. Today, there's fewer co-ops, they're bigger, but we're heavily involved in manufacturing. A lot of the consumer products companies really exited manufacturing to concentrate on marketing, and co-ops picked up that role of manufacturing. So dairy co-ops are heavily invested in manufacturing, which provide a market for our members' milk. Back 50 years ago, we had a price support program. Basically, the price farmers got was determined by the price support program. And the big role of co-ops was really working with dairy policies and primarily on the price support program, fighting to get higher price supports and things like that. It was back then when marketing orders were formed. Again, to move the milk, be sure consumers got their supply of milk, farmers were treated equitably, and co-ops were heavily involved in the market order program. So the price support program has gone away. There is no more price support program. So something we were so involved with 50 years ago, which took up a huge amount of time, it's not even there anymore. So that role has switched. We still have farm bills, but they're not as dramatic as they used to be back in at that period of time. But a lot of representation of co-ops has switched now. More and more people moved away from the farm, didn't know anything about farming. Co-ops have played a bigger role in kind of informing consumers about dairy and farmers and what they do. And, we have attacks from animal rights groups. Dairy farmers take great care of their animals, but getting that message out to consumers with all the negative things that come down is an important role of co-ops. We have a program, our farm program, basically to ensure animals are treated right, to have a measurable way of animal care, and to get that message out to consumers about how well we care for our animals. You have more and more challenges on the environmental side of our business. And dairy co-ops become very involved in sustainability efforts. And again, showing how sustainable dairy farms are and how we take care of our land. We are much more involved in getting messages out to consumers, representing farmers in environmental laws. And there's so many areas of labeling. We have imitation dairy products coming up, and so we have representation in labeling. We have representation in environmental laws. That whole area probably wasn't really there 50 years ago, but that's changed tremendously. 50 years ago, nobody in a dairy even cared about the international market. We were a domestic industry. Today, we're heavily reliant on the international market for our prices. And dairy co-ops have, again, played a big role in trying to get equal trade agreements, being involved in trade themselves. So they're still very important today as a market for our member milk, but they serve so many other roles.
Rich Stammer, former CEO of AgriMark, on a recent Dairy Defined podcast from the National Milk Producers Federation. To listen to that in its entirety, go to nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.